And now we've got Ken Spain, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee, to weigh in on the issues surrounding Congressman Rangel. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, you've said, quote, the time has come for Charlie Rangel to go on a permanent vacation and trade his powerful committee chair in for his favorite lounge chair on the beach. There have been photos of him resting on the beach. What do you want?
Well, I think there's two very important issues here that I think we need to discuss. One is there's clearly a political one. In 2006, when Democrats won back control of Congress, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats who came in with her promised they would run the, quote, most ethical Congress in history. We simply believe that it's time for them to uphold that promise. And secondly, you know, it's an economic issue. With all of the unfortunate headlines we've been seeing over the last few days regarding the financial markets, it is disconcerting to say the least that Democrats are proudly standing by an individual who not only circumvented the very tax hikes he himself has authored, but is now trying to escape responsibility by claiming he is incapable of keeping his own financial house in order.
Now, the House Ethics Committee is looking into Rangel's finances. What do you think they will find?
Well, we think we're going to see gross negligence. And so, you know, I think Devlin, who you had on just prior to me, I think points it out perfectly. We're not talking about just Joe Schmo congressman here. We're talking about the very congressman who sits atop the most powerful committee in the House of Representatives. This is the Tax Writing Committee. And Mr. Rangel has authored what is now famously known as the trillion-dollar tax hike, or the mother of all tax hikes. And yet here he is claiming that we're finding out it's either A, that he may be engaged in corrupt behavior, or B, that he is just not capable of keeping his financial house in order. Either way, it's very scary during this economic uncertainty that we're experiencing.
Seven GOP lawmakers have been indicted or convicted on corruption charges since 2000. One article in the Associated Press put it this way. The GOP was trailing 7-2 in the most serious corruption tally, lawmakers indicted or convicted since 2000, went on to list the names of people on both sides. So is there a worry that you have that the Republican Party will be seen as trying to cover up for some of the actions of people who were investigated on the GOP side?
Well, we think it's important that Democrats live up to the promises that they made in 2006. We heard a lot of talk about change in 2006. We continue to hear a lot about change in 2008 at the presidential level. So we believe that by stating, when Nancy Pelosi stated that she didn't see any real reason why Charlie Rangel should step down, we believe that this was an abandonment of that promise. And we're simply trying to hold them accountable for abandoning their promise of change and instead embracing these politics of corruption with open arms. I don't think we've seen or heard the last of this Charlie Rangel saga. By the way, on the front page of today's New York Post, Representative Rangel has been caught apparently using a House of Representatives parking garage for years as a free storage space for a Mercedes-Benz, a violation of congressional rules, mind you, and possibly another potentially new tax problem for him.
Well, Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ken Spain, spokesman for the National Republican Congressional Committee.